Hello, Queendom. Welcome to episode 91 of the New York City K-Pop Queens podcast. I'm your co-host, Emily.
And I'm your co-host, Charity.
Yay! Charity's back!
Yay!
We have a packed show for you tonight. A lot of cool stuff from very different artists. Treasure is finally back.
Treasure's back. Oh.
Longest break, it feels like, in all of K-pop history. But we got some new stuff from Treasure, so that's exciting. And then Taeyeon, our girl Taeyeon, who we've talked about a little bit on the podcast. We reviewed one song. We've talked about Girls on Top, and I feel like we reference her quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But this is a real review. Full album. We're going to give you our thoughts on that. And then the OG's Epic High, brand new album from Epic High with some really nice features. We want to give our opinions on that. And we've got Jungkook and Suga from BTS released a song called Stay Alive. It's for the Seven Fates Chaco webtoon. Of course, we're going to review that for you. Stray Kids 2 Kids Room. Lots of Stray Kids news. Can't wait to talk about those boys. Plus Song of the Week and all of the fun stuff you've come to love from this podcast. Let's get it going. How are you doing, Charity? A huge welcome back from not just me, but all of the Queendom. You were definitely missed last week. I'm selfishly so relieved that you're here tonight.
I am happy to be back. It's, you know, grief hits in waves. So luckily right now I'm feeling good. I'm happy to have a distraction. If I randomly start crying, you'll know why. But they're such little creatures that they leave such a huge void and they have such a huge impact on us. So yeah. Lucky to have been his mom, lucky that he chose me, and lucky that right now I can talk about it and not sob. So that's good. But thank you everyone for all the love, all the DMs. It was felt, it was definitely needed, and I just really appreciate it. And especially Emily, my rock, Queendom, mm-hmm. I swear to God, I hope you have a friend as good as this. Like, when the cards are down, when you are a hot mess, when you can't even speak and you have that person you can call on the phone. It's nice. So I love you. And I just want to say that, thank you. You were my rock the entire time. So thank you.
Well, I'm the one that's like a hot mess. I may have cried before you tonight. Thank you so much for that, Charity. Yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course. We're best friends and we've gone through a lot together. And that's kind of what defines friendships, the good and the bad. Those really, really dark days, you know, who you call when you can't talk. But those moments. So we're lucky we have each other. And I'm just so grateful to have you back. And thank you, Queendom. So many nice comments. Our listening community is amazing. Last week was really tough and you all dropped so much love for us. We really, really, really appreciate it. So thank you.
Best audience ever.
No question. Our listeners are the best. We will fight for the Queendom. I'm sorry. I know there's lots of other podcasts. There's great K-pop podcasts other than ours. It's true, you guys. I know. But there's no other listening community that's as good as ours. No question. Shout out to Queendom. We're so happy to be back full force. And so happy to have you here tonight. If this is your first time listening, Queendom is how we affectionately refer to our listening community. So thank you for tuning in. We've got a great show for you. Queendom, welcome back. We're happy you're here. If you're not following us on social media, please do. NYC K-pop Queens, all one word. You just kind of type it out like that. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. We post different content on each one. So why not give us a follow on both? And don't feel nervous or shy to say hello. Slide into those DMs. We love hearing where you're from and who your biases are. And it's really affirming for us to connect with you. So please don't be shy. Like, this has been an amazing experience so far. We started doing this podcast in May of 2020. And it's just been unreal, the amount of people we've gotten to know from all over the world. And we all bond over this thing called K-pop. So welcome to the community. Say hello. Speaking of the community, every week, poll questions on Twitter. These run the gamut from very specific fashion choices, song titles, album picks. your favorite idols. It kind of goes all over the place based on our conversations, or maybe it could be something we're reviewing this week. So if you'd like to participate, please follow us on Twitter, NYC K-pop Queens. Okay, Charity, let's get to the results of last week's.
Okay.
So last week, we reviewed Ravi from VIX. Never talked about him on the podcast before. Turns out he's really prolific. He's put out tons of amazing material. So it was fun to kind of dive into who he is and what he does. And I remember when I was talking about it, I was interested, like, are you guys into Ravi and VIX? Is this someone we should talk about more? Next time there's a comeback, should we review it? So the poll question was, are you a fan of Ravi and VIX? 65% yes.
Wow.
18% nice. No. And 17% said they're okay. So a positive response to Ravi and VIX. I guess that means we need to talk about the group, talk about him more. Next time there's a comeback, we will definitely review it. Okay, I know your answer to this one, Charity. Okay. We've talked about this before, but I was kind of talking about in the Ravi video last week, there was a love interest and it was great to see.
Yes.
And I kind of said, I love seeing that. I love it.
It's my favorite.
Same. I like to see what they're like, you know, with a love interest. There's something about that that makes them feel a little maybe more human if you're like me, you're picturing yourself as the girl.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like I need to see how they interact so that way I know how they would be with me, obviously.
Exactly. He's in the pod. Yeah. But I kind of feel like based on the dating ban in K-pop and so many people like really getting upset with any sort of love interest rumor with their favorite idols, I was interested how Queendom was going to vote on this. So the question was, do you want to see your fave K-pop idols have love interests in their music videos? 80% of the Queendom said yes.
Oh my gosh, amazing. This is why there are a Queendom.
80% of you agreed with us, said yes. 20% said no way. Yeah. I was expecting more of a 50-50 because I totally understand if you're like, I'm jealous. I don't want to see anyone near my man. I get it.
Totally get it.
No, 80%.
Wow.
And then Valentine's Day was this week. Mentioned it briefly last week on the show. And we took a quiz for NCT Dream. And it was like, who's your Valentine going to be? So I got Jaemin and I said he would be my pretend Valentine. So just a fun question. You know, are you partnered up on Valentine's Day? Are you single and kind of diving into K-pop? Very interesting, Charity. 87% of our listening community is single.
Oh, okay, 13%, single ladies.
13% partnered up. So I feel happy that like I wasn't alone in my kind of joking, but kind of not, that I'd be spending Valentine's Day watching Jaemin videos. He was my Valentine's date. A lot of you out there are with me. And yeah. That's great either way, but that was just kind of a fun Valentine's Day question. Happy belated Valentine's Day to our Queendom. Lots of love to you. Speaking of Queendom, it's time for Queendom shoutouts. We see where you're listening from every week and want to give specific shoutouts so you know that we can see you're listening and we appreciate you. Birmingham, Michigan, Loganville, Georgia, Lexington, Kentucky, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Huge Queendom shout outs to our friends in Havana, Cuba, Mexico City. B, we want to give him a special shout out to our friend B in Manila, Philippines. Her favorite idols, she has amazing taste, Kihyun from Monsta X and Insong from SF9. Those are her alts. So
good taste, B.
Right. B has great taste. And just those picks, like, yeah, you're definitely a member of the Queendom. You're listening to the right podcast. So we love you. Thank you so much for reaching out. Happy to have you as a member of the Queendom. And we want to give a special shout out to our friends Roxanne and Jay from the Craze Cast, another K-pop podcast. They're fantastic. And Charity and I were guests on the Craze Cast this week. So the episode will be coming out this week. We'll go ahead and plug it on our social media so you guys can find it. But special shout out to those ladies. It was such a fun time. Like,
yeah, it was fun.
Really great vibes. We had a lot of fun. Spilled some tea. It'll be a good episode. So make sure you check that out too. Okay, Charity. Housekeeping is over. Let's move into it. This week, the boys of treasure, the men of treasure.
I know, they've grown up. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. They released a mini album called The Second Step, Chapter One. And the single is called Jik Jin. Treasure, it's 12 members. They debuted in August of 2020 on YG. Charity and I were massive fans of them. They're one of the groups we've been with since debut. Mm-hmm. So we've reviewed everything, I think, that they've put out. And it's safe to say we're big fans, right?
Yes. We are treasure makers.
Yeah, for sure. So it's been a tough year. It's been a tough year because everyone else that debuted around that time has put out tons of content.
Right.
These guys, YG, they're definitely going the Blackpink route with them. Not a lot of music. So mm-hmm. I feel like it's such a disservice. They had such great momentum. And then for a year, no new music. They did other things, but like we needed some music. It's finally here, Charity. Let's talk about the song and then we'll get into this expensive music video. What do you think of Jik Jin?
Okay, I liked it. Is it my favorite thing they've done? Does it stand up to the fact that I've waited a year for this? No. My favorite song of theirs is I freaking love that song. Like that song is on repeat for me a lot. I liked it. It was an, you know, intense hip hop dance track. Love the guitar. The synth strings were cool. I like the effect in the chorus on the, I'm not going to sing it because it's an effect. But anyway, I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
But again, did it stand up to the fact that I had to wait over a year for this? Unfortunately, no. I did like it, but it didn't outdo what they've already done, in my opinion.
Okay. Didn't knock it out of the park for you.
No. What did you think? Okay.
I liked it. I think I liked it a little more than you.
Okay. I mean, I liked it. I just didn't compare to the other stuff to me.
I liked this. And, okay. And there's a lot of stuff that I liked, but I really love the beginning, the intensity. And then when Udom and J-Hyuk come in and that beat really starts going, mm-hmm. oh my God, that moment is so nice. Great verse by Harutu. His voice stands out.
Ugh, yeah.
For the rappers, his voice really stands out to me. I love the disco strings in the pre-chorus. I'm always kind of a fan of that sound. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, here we go. A lot of great switch-ups in this song. Really well produced. And then I love how hard it goes at the end. All of a sudden, that really hard, driving, pounding ending. It's so great. It's intense. It's fun. This felt like really pure K-pop to me. And mm-hmm. I feel like at a time when other groups are going towards the trend of pop, punk, and emo, Treasure, they're leaning into EDM, disco, hip-hop mm-hmm. beats. And I love that sound. So this kind of felt like a happy return to what I love sonically. I loved the sound of this. I thought it was good. I'm into it.
It felt very YG. Like it's something they definitely would do. Yeah.
Yes. Very on brand.
What did you think of the music video?
Great visuals and colors. I really liked the blue hallway. There's a scene where they're in this mm-hmm. blue hallway and the camera slowly spins around all the way kind of like upside down. That looked really cool. They all look cool and handsome. Yeah. These boys have grown up. When we first reviewed them, I remember we were both like a little nervous to talk about it. Oh, yeah. Because they were like 15. You know, the youngest ones were very young. And it was just like, I don't want to say anything inappropriate.
Yeah, exactly.
These are children. So we were both like a little nervous. Now it feels kind of nice to be like, all right, a lot of them are of age now. There's only a couple that are still underage. Yeah. And most of these guys are like 19, 20, 21. Okay. And they look like it. They've grown mm-hmm. up. They're really handsome. I loved the choreography. The chorus choreography, there's so many cool little movements that go with that beat. It's really, really cool. Jungkook stood out to me in the music video. Okay. Really stood out to me. I was like, who the heck is that? Wait a minute. What? He grabs the camera, super good looking, looks like, you know, if you look up Idol, he has that look. Mm-hmm. I thought the rap line had legit swag in this music video. They killed it. Hyunsuk is so confident.
Right.
So
that blonde hair.
Oh, I loved it. And then Harutu, he's like effortlessly cool. And I'm just going to say Yoshi's a problem. Like he, right? He's a problem. He comes like you are not even looking at him and he demands your attention. Mm-hmm. He is. Yeah. And there's a moment where the three of them are dancing and I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. I get it. You're the cool guys. I get it. I totally get it. And I loved that dance break at the end. Like it had me hyped. I felt, yeah. So I was excited about the music video. I'm not sure if it looked like it was worth $400,000 or however much they spent. Like,
yeah, over $400,000, which is like Blackpink budget for a video.
Which I get, but at the same point, like, this could be controversial. You probably could have done it for half the price and then given the guys that money. Because in a group with 12 members, they're not making a lot of money anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'd spend that much money
on it. And it wasn't like it was some elaborate storyline. It's just like a normal like K-pop video where they're like racing in cars with cool outfits.
And they kept bringing up the cars. And I was like, I wouldn't know. I'm not a car, like a huge car person.
Yeah, same.
But they had all these fancy cars that were all worth so much money. I wouldn't have known that had I not read that and they talked about it. It looked like every other K-pop video where they're driving in cool cars. I don't know. Right? Yeah.
I didn't think it was necessary, but I did like you. I like the choreography, especially like where they're simulating the car driving, which is so cool.
Yes.
It wasn't cheesy. It was like really cool looking.
Yes.
And the hair colors, like Hyunsuk blonde, Harutu with the blue hair, Yoshi with the red hair. Those three, I could not keep my eyes off. I was like, hello, boys. Where have you been all this time?
Right?
Yeah. They have such cool voices, too. But I don't think it was worth that much money. They definitely should have had more money in their pocket for what they gave us. I mean, it was cool visually, but I feel like you could have definitely done it for cheaper.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. There was so much buzz around this comeback and how much money they spent on the music video. And I think that that did them a disservice. I was expecting like, you know what I was kind of expecting? Do you remember the Jopping music video from Super M? Yes.
Oh my God. That was amazing.
They're in Dubai. There's a lot happening in that one. That's kind of like
for the CGI. Budget,
yeah. For this budget, that's what I was thinking. And the fact that they plugged it so much. And yeah, I mean, it's a good video. There's nothing bad about this video, but it doesn't stand out enough compared to other ones that I would be like talking about how much money we spent on it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, yeah. And again, if I was one of the artists, I'd be like, we don't need all these cars that are worth this much money. Why don't you just like pay us more for this?
Right. Maybe have one car and change the color of it. Like with CGI. I don't know. Like there's creative ways you can do this.
Yeah. Not so sure about that, but yeah, it's good. It's fine. Maybe just don't release how much you spend.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the rest of the album. Something that kind of bothers me with this, I'm sure we're not alone. We've waited over a year and they gave us four songs.
Yeah. It's a long wait.
Four songs. Like when I saw it was a mini album, an EP, I thought maybe we'd be getting six or seven. You know, when I saw it was four, I was like, really? After over a year, you gave us four songs?
I know. And then I've read that Jikjin, they just started working on in October. And I'm like, well, it's February. So what about January to October last year?
The other three took that long? Like, I'm not trying to be shady, but like.
I know, but I don't know why G does this.
Yeah, it's YG. In K-pop, things move so quickly. Our favorites have like three comebacks a year.
Yeah.
It's a little frustrating. And I think like, with Blackpink, it's the same thing. I think in total, Blackpink has released like 32 songs.
Wow. Most
of our favorite groups released that within a year.
In a year, yeah.
So YG, their method is to spend lots of money, build the fan base, and then leave the fans wanting more.
I guess maybe on merchandise is how they make money because they're not making it with their albums because they're not giving enough of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, with Blackpink, it works because they get like a billion views on YouTube and make money from that because their fans are so thirsty. Yeah. They keep watching the same stuff over and over again.
I mean, it's clearly their strategy. So
yeah, with a younger group, it seems a little like, and they gave us a lot more content in that first year. And then they were just silent.
Yep.
So anyways, we only got four songs. Clearly, we're disappointed about it. But let's talk about the other three. What are your favorite picks on this album, Charity?
I really liked You. I thought it had a cool beat and that guitar was really funky. I really liked that. And I liked how they sang the You in the chorus.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
And
yes.
Then I loved It's Okay. And it could just be that the place I'm in, this song just really like really hit me. I was very emotional and I cried even before I read the lyrics. It was beautiful, but I honestly think it just hit me really hard because of like the space I'm in right now.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was really pretty. And I always, you know, I'm always a sucker for a nice ballad. So that's nothing new.
I feel like you would have loved that one no matter what. And then right? Obviously yeah. Now, yeah, I could see that being a pick. I would have been shocked if that wasn't on your list.
I know, right? What about you?
Really the same. You's great. I would say my favorites are probably Jik Jin and You.
Mm-hmm.
You, though, same notes. The way that when they sing the You thing, it kind of goes up and floats. It's really pretty and catchy. Like, it's an earworm. I love the melody. This one, to me, just felt like pure pop, happy song of the album. I always love those songs. My favorite Treasure song is My Treasure. I love, like, that happy, bubbly pop stuff sometimes. Use that song for me on this album. It's Okay. Such a pretty ballad.
Yeah.
It really is really, really pretty. So that's also a good one. Very similar notes on both songs. And I liked the single. I think Jik Jin's a good song. And I think the more I listen to it, the more I'm going to end up loving it. But it's very powerful and it's very YG. So on brand.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talent in this group. And I think sometimes when it's a bigger group, the talent can kind of get lost or muddied because so many people have to get a line in.
Oh my God, for sure.
Right?
They get like two words.
Exactly. I feel like they did a pretty good job with distribution on this album. Yaedam has such a good voice. He stands out to me so much vocally, and I think he's gotten even better, but he's not my bias. We've got to check in with our biases and our wreckers. Okay, Charity. Who is your bias? Who is your wrecker? Has it changed? What's going on with your treasure men?
Still love Hyunsuk, still my bias. I have to say, though, that wrecker is now tied. Haruto was my wrecker before, still is, but I'm going to throw in Yoshi as well.
Yes.
So great. Yeah. What about you?
My wreckers are very similar. My bias has changed to Jungkook. I think Haruto used to be like my bias.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude, but like, this guy just came out of nowhere for me. I don't know where I was the past couple of years in Treasure. But like today, I was like, it's so obvious. That's my bias. Where has he been? Where have I been? Who the hell knows? But I'm so here for Jungkook. He's my bias. And then Wrecker, Haruto, Yoshi. And there's another member that I feel like doesn't get talked about a lot, but he's a happy pill to me. I loved him in the My Treasure video so much. Mashio, I love him. He's such a bright presence when he's on screen. I also thought he looked really handsome and cool in this video. So honestly, I've got three wreckers. You know, it's a third of the group. They're a big group.
Yeah, totally fine.
Like, I like four of them. Whatever. It's fine.
No, it's totally fine.
They're a big group. Happy to have them back. Happy to have these guys back. I think this is a big return for them. And I just want more. I want more. Like, it reminded me, I love this group. These guys are great. Yeah. And now it's time for more. Hopefully it'll be like the last time where they release, you know, three of these mini albums this year at least, and we'll get some more stuff. But I like Treasure. I like what they're putting out. I think this was a nice comeback. Cool song, cool music video. Again, I wouldn't spend that much money, but you know.
No, details.
Details. Should we play a clip for the Queendom?
Yes.
Okay. This is Jik Jin by Treasure.
Really, really fun, high energy. I just was maybe just wanted a little more for the long wait. That's it. Like if they'd given me this right after, I'd be like, yeah. But my expectations were through the roof. That's all.
Yeah. Charity's left a little. Hmm. I love it. I love it. You just give me those like strings and that beat.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, here we go. Here we go. Yeah. I was really excited by this. So I liked it a little more, but I think overall we're both positive.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
On the song. So congratulations, Treasure.
That's all.
Well, the longer you make people wait, the higher expectations go.
Exactly.
Why do you think we keep our streak alive, everyone?
I know.
We're not going to give you time to miss us. No. No time to miss us. Because I don't need those expectations.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, let's move on. Totally different type of release. Taehyun. So Taehyun, she debuted as a member of Girls' Generation in 2007 on SM. This is old school. This is an OG in the K-pop world. She was the leader of that group. New album came out. It's called I Envy You, the third album. All right. I think this is her third full album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. We got 13 songs, 11 new songs because Can't Control Myself and Weekend were already mm-hmm. released. We reviewed Weekend. We both loved that track. The single is called I Envy You. It's spelled just like that with like no periods. So you may try to pronounce it wrong. No. It's not like it's not in view. It's I envy you.
Almost like I envy you.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I need to know, what do you think? This is also Baekhyun's ex, Goddess Taehyun. What did you think?
You know, it's weird. She's like the one person that I'm so cool that her and Baekhyun were like in love. And I wish they came back together. Because I really, really like Taehyun.
Me too.
I like her whole vibe. I like her persona. Most of all, I like her voice.
Mm-hmm.
I love her voice. I think this song has a lot of positives. I like it. You know, she pushed for this to be the single. The staff wasn't into it of all the songs they had. She said, I want this. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy she did. I think it's a really cool song. I love the hook. The bridge towards the end is beautiful.
Yes.
Right? And then the verses, we get that lower tone from her, which is so beautiful. I like the song. The only part I didn't love was kind of the higher pre-chorus.
Mm-hmm.
That's just nitpicky. I just didn't like that sound as much. But I thought the song was cool. I think this is a cool song. Yeah, I'm here for it. What about you?
I loved it. Immediately added it to my playlist. It's like almost like a smooth kind of pop dance song.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her vocals in it. The chorus was so catchy. And when she hits that note and holds it out with the U at the end.
Yeah.
Love that. She is such a goddess. Like, that's the only way I know how to describe her. Like, her vocals, her look. Can we talk about this music video, please?
I was just going to say, speaking of goddess, Charity, perfect segue. Let's get into this music video. Give me your thoughts.
She's a space goddess is what she is in it.
Yeah.
I love the styling. She looks incredible. Like, every outfit I want, she's just, like, effortless. She just flows. She doesn't even have to do much for you to like feel her presence, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And
yes,
I love the choreography, especially the INVU part.
Yes. Genius. Yes, yes.
So small. Like, it wasn't a lot of dancing, but it was so effective. I was like, yes, queen. Talk about a queen right here. Queen
right,
goddess. Yeah.
Right.
I loved it. What did you think?
She's an honorary member of the queendom.
She is.
She really is.
Yeah.
Yes. I think we're both so on board for her.
Yeah.
The choreography. There's also the part where her hands are on her waist and they do this really sharp, rhythmic, interesting move.
Yes.
I loved the choreography in this whole video. I thought, yeah, that's on point. I think it's really interesting that they did the kind of Greek and Roman mythology slash space vibes. It worked. It felt larger than life and really big and cool and interesting. But you're right. Where she excels, she doesn't try to like overact. Mm-mm. She just is very still and present on camera. So little movements feel big. It fills up the space, if that makes sense.
Well, she has the it.
That's it. That's it. That's it. She's a star. So she doesn't have to try to overcompensate and therefore come off false, like we've seen with some other people. She really has the whole it factor. I liked the jewels around her face.
Yeah.
I thought a lot of that really worked with close-ups. The only thing I'm going to disagree on, and we do get in fashion disagreements.
We do.
I didn't like the colors. I liked all the outfits. I loved the outfits. But I think my problem is she's very pale. And the beige colors washed her out. I needed more. Like, I would have loved some jewel tones because the album cover with that blue dress and blue hair, that kills it for me. That whole vibe. I was like, where's that vibe? Because visually, my taste, it works better. It was too kind of all one note with the beige and the white. I just wanted some color. And that's, you know, again.
Fair enough.
Nitpicky. I just wanted the contrast. But she looks cool. I mean, she's beautiful. I loved the concept. Great concept. Well executed. This is a win in my book. Let's talk about the full-length album because she gave us so much to talk about here. I know my list of favorite songs. Maybe we should do what we do with these bigger albums where we both share and then we can kind of go back and forth and talk about it because I have more than a few album picks.
I was able to narrow down to three, but I didn't include Weekend because I love that. We already talked about it. So, and then obviously I Envy You, love that. That's like my jam. So there were three that I added to my playlist immediately. We know about this infamous playlist.
Yeah.
Toddler.
Love. It's on my list. Okay. Yep.
Okay. Siren.
Yep. On my
Cold
list
Cold as Hell.
Okay. Cold as Hell is not on my list, but Toddler and Siren are on my list.
Okay. What's your list?
So Fire. I Envy You. Great song. Speaking of fire, Set Myself on Fire. Love it. Toddler and Siren. Yeah. Clearly, we both love those. We're going to talk about those. Those are bangers. I liked Timeless, Heart, and Ending Credits was just perfect. So there was a lot here I really connected to. Let's talk about the two that we agreed on.
Okay.
Toddler, Charity.
Right. The beat, the bass line.
Yes, exactly. That bass line got me.
Right? Oh my God. It was so catchy. It kind of had a little bit of a retro vibe to it. Oh my God. She's so talented. I loved it. I was like, playlist, yes, add it to it, please.
Yeah, there's something about that song. I agree with you. I was like, this is a great beat. Ooh, kind of cool guitar strings to start. But that bass hits. What makes that song for me is that bass. Mm-hmm. I was just like, this is cool. I love this song. And obviously, yeah, vocally, she kills it. And then what about Siren? Why did you pick that one?
Okay, the beginning, I don't know if this was like a xylophone or like a still drum in that intro. It sounded to me like a xylophone. I thought that was really cool. I like the phrasing. And the way that she kind of moves the notes when she's singing, do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, her, just the way she moves with her voice. And I liked that she, it was not like a talk rap part. I wouldn't say she was rapping. She was like talk rapping. Yeah. I love that.
Like the quicker, like thing.
Yeah. Like talk about a well-rounded queen. She can sing, she can talk rap. And then the siren effect that they added, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Another one added to my playlist.
Yeah, I loved the chorus on it. I felt like the chorus was one of those epic soaring pop choruses where it's like beautiful, but also very powerful. And it just felt like this is a perfect pop song. This is pop 101. This is the song. Just really well done. And again, her voice. It's just, it's funny because sometimes when I say like her voice, I think about powerhouse like Christina Aguilera. You know, you see her live and it just cuts through you and you go, holy crap. For people that have never listened to Taeyeon, it's not like that where it's just constant belting and runs. It's just there's something with her tone and with her delivery that is just so pleasing to the ear. Here for it.
What about the songs that you had that I didn't have?
Okay, I've got a few.
Okay.
All right, Set Myself on Fire. Whew. If there's one thing I love, it's drama. Right away, I'm like, what is going on here? A song called Set Myself on Fire, where it's this like desperate plea of like, what do I have to do to get you to notice me? What do I have to do to get you to see this? Do I have to set myself on fire? Ooh. Girl, sing it. Like, bring the drama. This queen is not afraid to bring the drama, which I also really appreciate. So I loved that one. Timeless. Really got to me. It has that immediate nostalgic sound and feel, that feeling that brings a smile to your face, but also tears to your eyes. Like it captured that specific moment that I think a lot of people can relate to. I love a nostalgic pop song.
Yeah.
Happy and bittersweet. Ooh, boy, do those emotions hit me right in the gut. So I felt like that was really well done and it just made me feel something. Heart was completely different from most of the songs on the album. It was almost close to like blues chords at the start. It's sexy and soulful, and it felt a little more mature and darker. And I felt like her emotion on the chorus was perfect. I felt it. I get what this song is about. I don't need to look up the lyrics. I get it. So that one really resonated. And then ending credits, it just gave me chills. It's so powerful. It's so sentimental. And the synth and drums during the chorus just add to that emotion. Really powerful and beautiful. Like, a lot of emotion on this album.
Yeah.
That really translated for me. What was your other song?
Cold as Hell.
Yeah.
It had a little bit of a harder edge to it. And I really felt the coldness in it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It had a deep, distorted beat to it. And then the ending just abruptly cut off. And I was like, whoa, that's really cool. I like when that stuff kind of, the words go with the sound and they're very conscious of making that. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
What a great album, like a great piece of work. Like, she's so talented, but to give such a full album and right. so many great songs, like, so impressive.
She knocked it out of the park. Mm-hmm. And she said this album, you know, focuses on the theme of love. I wanted to show the various complicated feelings about love. Mm-hmm. And she does. She yeah. really, it, happy, sad, mad, over it, whatever.
Yeah.
Heartbreak. It's all in here. Confidence, sexy, excitement. It's all in here. Which she does so well that I think a lot of idols struggle to do. And what makes sense why her and Bacon are like my dream couple. Because she connects emotionally to the material.
Yeah.
You don't have to look up the lyrics. You know what the song's about.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't just do it on the chorus or that big belt, you know, during the bridge. Every single word of every single line she's connecting to. So when you have songs that have maybe deeper lyrics or a more heartbreaking feel, wow, does that translate? But even on songs that would just kind of be middle of the road pop songs for other artists, they become these like anthems and bangers for her because she just translates the material so well emotionally. I love her voice as an instrument, and I think she does a really great job.
Totally.
Big fan. Big, big fan of this girl. And you know what else? Sorry. I'm like, and another thing. And another thing I like about her. We've talked about like how she has a nice tone. I think it's a richer tone. It's not thin. And she can hit yes. those lower notes. And her mid-range is beautiful. And she can belt. She can do the high stuff. A lot of female singers struggle with lower stuff. We don't hear a lot of solo K-pop women that have that richness in their tone. So I appreciate totally. That.
Yeah.
And I love that she didn't play it safe on this album. This is the opposite of so many of her contemporaries. And I love mm-hmm. her for that. She did not have to give us this quality. She could have played it safe, whatever. Maybe a couple songs would be good. No, she gave us an insanely good album and she took risks.
So happy. It was so good. I was like, oh my God, yes. Give me a good Same. Song. Give me a good full album this week. Please, God.
Same. I was trying to skip. I was like, I need to get this album review done. No, yeah. I couldn't. I couldn't. Yeah, I had to keep going back and I had to keep listening and analyzing. It was so good. She's a queen. She's a queen. Taehyun, I love. Obviously, this is going to come as no surprise to anyone after hearing our reviews, but I think she's my favorite female solo idol.
Yeah, she's great.
I love her. I love her vibe. I love her personality. And the music she puts out is good. Like, hello, queen.
Such a queen. Oh my gosh. We need to play a clip.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's play a clip. This is from Taehyun's new album. The single is INVU. So I can love you. So I am the you.
So catchy, so amazing. Love it, love it, love it. All the good things to say about it.
Very cool. Very cool. I like a song too about like admiring someone. And I think the whole thing in this one, we didn't really talk about the lyrics, but I think the whole kind of content was that she really admired the person and thought that they were so cool.
Yeah.
And therefore she's not going to try to pursue a relationship because yeah. like, I envy you. Like, you're what it must be like to be you. I'm not on that level. Girl, yes, you are. We envy you.
Right. Seriously.
Trust. I think it's the other way around. You're a queen. Congratulations. So proud of Taeyeon. That's our girl for sure. And we're going to keep talking about Taeyeon because it is everyone's favorite time of week. You know what it is, Queendom. Charity. It's
quiz time.
Yeah. The song Woo-hoo. Is back.
Back together.
Back together again. They gang's back together. As we mentioned earlier, our girl Taeyeon is from Girls' Generation. Huge, huge OG K-pop group. She was the leader. I mean, this girl's, she's everything. But it got us thinking, which Girls' Generation member would we be? So that's this
Hopefully Taeyeon.
I know, right? Better get her. Okay, so if you'd like to play along with us, check out the description box of the podcast you're listening to or go to Twitter. We post it every week. Let us know who you got. Charity, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. The first question is very easy, so I'm not going to read out the choices. It's what's your astrological sign?
I'm a Cancer.
I am a Sagittarius.
What's your favorite hobby? Practicing yoga? Writing in your journal, playing with your pet, camping or anything outdoorsy, baking, vlogging, going for a drive, or crafting jewelry.
We've got some different hobbies in here this time. I think we took one once where I was like, this person gets me. It's like nothing, staring at a wall.
I know, right?
that's a good one. Say playing with my pet.
It's definitely not camping, I tell you that much. I will say – I've just started writing back in my journal again this past couple of weeks with everything going on, so I'll say that.
Oh, nice. Okay, what are you doing at a party? Making sure everything and everyone is in order, being the center of attention, eating all the snacks, picking the tunes to keep the party going – being playful with your friends, you'd rather be at home, making conversation with a small group of friends, or dancing up a storm to the latest songs.
Probably just making conversation with a very small group of friends.
I'm going to say dancing up a storm to the latest songs.
Next, pick a location that appeals to you. And it's all visual, so I will do my best describing this. First one, a city in the winter on the water. Next is a field near some hills. It's sunny. Then we have, it looks like California at dusk with palm trees. Then the sunset over the water. Sunrise in a city. It looks like it might be Japan, a part mm-hmm. of Asia, based on what the houses yeah. look like. And then...
that looks like San Francisco. Like
yeah, San Francisco.
Curvy Street, Lombard yeah. Street, right?
Yeah. And then we have, it's a cityscape at nighttime, just like dusk nighttime with a bridge and water. And then a city in the daytime near water again.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. A lot of these locations appeal to me. A lot of beautiful mm-hmm. stuff. I'm going to go with those palm trees, though.
I'm going to go with the sunset over the water.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Very peaceful. Yeah. Okay, how would your friends describe you? Dorky, athletic, outspoken, outgoing, adorable, eloquent, beautiful, or stylish?
Probably outspoken.
I could see that.
I'm not outgoing, but I am outspoken.
I'm going to go with the other outgoing.
Oh my goodness, I keep getting all the pictures. Okay, which of these would you choose to eat or drink? Again, bear with me.
Yeah,
it looks like it's bibimbap. Then we have avocado toast, red wine. Is that cookies? What is that?
It's cookies or rice cakes.
Cookies or rice cakes. Not sure.
Not sure.
Then we have ice cream, ramen. Oh my goodness, my favorite sour worms.
Like gummy worms?
Yeah, sour gummy worms. Sorry.
People, people might not know. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, sour gummy worms. Yeah, sorry. And then beer.
Ooh, it depends on the day and what I'm doing. I'm going to go for beer, actually.
I'm going to go for the sour gummy worms.
All right. Vices. Okay. What's your special talent? Songwriting, acting, singing, cooking, styling, playing piano, dancing, or emceeing?
I mean, I guess cooking.
I'm talented at all of these things, Charity. It's hard
obviously.
To pick no. No. Fun fact, I was going to learn to play piano during the pandemic.
I remember
I bought that keyboard. I did yeah. all of that stuff. And then it turns out it wasn't really for me.
What I learned is with double jointed fingers, it's really hard. So I kept like having to cheat to like hit yeah. the notes and the chords. And then I just, you know, we started the podcast and did that.
So my dad now has that keyboard at his house.
I love it.
I'm going to go with emceeing.
Ooh.
Who did yes. you get?
I got Taeyeon.
Girl. Oh my goodness. What does it say?
Okay. It says, caring, creative, and expressive. You are just like Taeyeon, the leader and main vocalist of Girls' Generation. You might come across as someone as reserved, but you are fiercely loyal and protective of those you keep close to your heart.
Very true. Yes. Very true. Okay. I got Sunny. Bright, bubbly, and observant, you are Sunny, Girls' Generation's energizer. As the queen of ego, your cuteness disarms everyone you encounter, but your personal weakness are your feline babies, Segyum and Hyuchu. So for me, that would be Freddie,
yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not really, I don't do cutesy stuff that much, but the rest of it I'll take.
But you do have a lot of energy.
True.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take it. That was a great quiz.
Nice. Yeah.
Happy with the results. Thank you, BuzzFeed, for providing amazing quizzes that we take every week. If you'd like to play along, let us know who you got. We'll be posting this on Twitter when the podcast comes out. So thank you for playing along with us. It's always a fun part of the week. Okay, we're going to transition again. I feel like we're going in order of age here. We started with like the young kids. Then we get to Taeyeon. Now we're at Epic High. So these guys are kind of the blueprint, I think, for Korean hip hop. They've been around a long time. They debuted in 2003. There's three members, Tablo, Mintra Jin, and DJ Tukuts. I'm sure I ruined the pronunciation there, but bear with me. New album is called Epic High Is Here Part 2. The single, Gray So Gray, featuring Yuna. Charity, what did you think of this song?
I thought she had such a pretty voice and it had such emotion. The track itself feels laid back, but the words are anything but laid back. Like they're very deep and talks about. It sounds like real laid back, but then you listen to the words and you're like, huh, well, that's not laid back. It's more about how life and hardships can basically make you a cold, distant person.
Yes.
So what a juxtaposition they did there.
Completely agree. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you're a big Epic High fan. What did you think?
Yeah, I love it. But I agree with you. The music is much happier than the lyrics. I felt like this was going to be, you know, we just talked about JB and his persona Def and that kind of like love song type stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what this felt like to me. I was like, oh, this is probably just like a chill love song. No. Twist. I think her voice is so pretty and it goes with the music. And the music, I love music like this. I love hip hop. With the like lo-fi beats, the piano, guitar notes. I love that sound, but the lyrics are heavy. Heavy lyrics. Like one thing that stood out to me that I really liked, it's just that the world made me swallow countless thorns. And as I tried to push them out of my body, I became a cactus.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's heavy and it's really well done. But I do agree that like the tone of it doesn't sound like a song that would have those lyrics.
No. But that was kind of cool though.
Oh yeah. It's so cool.
Basically, art and music can just be anything you make it, mm-hmm. which is so cool.
So cool. Like I do think it's a great song. What did you think of the music video?
It was interesting. Like it was this old home video kind of style and it follows a young woman who seems to be very happy and content in life. A twist at the end, she is not.
Twist.
Far from it. Twist. She's not. And I do like that, like you mentioned the cactus thing, there's a lot of the visuals of this cactus like dying in the middle of the video.
Yeah.
Which, and yeah, it just, you never know what someone's going through.
Yes. You know,
we've talked about this week a lot.
Yeah.
You just never know. People can present what they present, but you just never know. Like what Emily's been saying to me this week, it's like, what will be your worst day could be someone's best day. And if that's not perspective, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Your worst day could be someone's best day. And it's just, we're all in this together, you know?
Exactly.
So let's all just be kind.
And on your best day is someone's worst.
The human
experience is so shared. Mm-hmm. That perspective that we're all, like you just said, we're all like in this experience together.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times we can focus on ourselves so much, you know, we're the main character in our own lives that you forget there are other people who know this feeling. There are other people who get it when you feel alone and misunderstood. And that's why K-pop is so helpful personally to me.
Yeah.
I feel that way a lot where no one understands, no one understands. Then you hear lyrics where it's like, oh, who is that? This Korean 21-year-old from across the world just wrote down how I feel. So other people do understand. And there's always those reminders. No, no, no. This is a shared experience. Being a human being on earth. And
yeah,
I like that. And I felt the same way with this video. I thought it was, I actually think it's brilliant when you think about it. At first I was like, okay, it's like the guy following her around with the camera, just daily life stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the daily life stuff of someone looking cute and happy and kind of put together. And the reality maybe isn't that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of, yeah, that reminder of you can exist in both worlds. You can be happy and functioning and look great and get your work done and go to the gym. But there can also be this other world happening simultaneously.
Yeah.
I think that's more true to life than I'm happy, my life's great, or I'm so depressed, things are horrible. There's this middle ground where a lot of people find themselves day in and day out, and they captured it really nicely. Very simple. But yeah, it was well done.
What did you think of the rest of the album?
I mean, I love this. This is like
your favorite, I know.
This is my favorite. Yeah. This is my favorite type of music. This is my favorite sound. They're categorized as like alternative rap.
Yeah.
And that's the music I love more than anything in the world. Like my favorite stuff is like De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest, Far Side, like that jazzy element with hip hop, right? A lot of lo-fi beats. It's chill. It's cool. So I have tons of songs I really liked. My favorites, there's four songs that stood out to me. I loved Super Rare, BRB, I Hated Myself, and Face ID. Those ones, I was like, yeah, this is my jam. I think the whole album, really nice to listen to. This is kind of the type of stuff I have on when I'm like cooking or when I was younger and I did homework. Like more lo-fi hip hop, I like to have on kind of in the background. I like the vibe and tone that it sets. So that's kind of my thing.
Nice.
Super Rare. It features Wanstein, who we've spoken about in this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
PH1, who I'm a massive fan of. And they both killed it. Great, great verses on those features. And I liked the vibe. And I liked the confidence. Like, I'm super rare. Watch out. I like that.
Yes.
I like that. Like, trust me, I'm built different. PH1, if you don't know who he is, he's fantastic. My favorite thing about his Instagram, he has an Instagram for his dog. This adorable little poodle named Holly, and it's called Mr. Holly. It's so cute. So obviously that makes me like fall in love with him. Just a little shout out. If you like rappers and dogs, check him out. I liked BRB. That jazzy, chill vibe. I just want to listen to this like in a coffee shop while it's raining. The piano, the strings, the cool beat. Loved it. Opposite end of the spectrum. With I Hated Myself, Tableau's World, heavy. This is another one that feels very, very heavy. I love emotional rap. I love it when people get honest. And he has a line. This is for everybody like me that is hating yourself and praying for help. It's a tough song. It's a tough song. But I think songs like this are really important and helpful. And massive shout out to him and to the group for being so vulnerable. It's one thing to have those feelings and to talk about it with your friends. It's another thing to write a song and put it out into the world. letting people know kind of your feelings and your darkest time, and to say how much you hated yourself. Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
So that's a powerful song. And then another change up, I love Face ID. Huge change compared to all the previous songs. It's really aggressive. It goes hard. This is far away from chill hip hop, but really cool features on that one. Gear Boy, Sick K, Just This. There's a lot of people on that song, but it's really aggressive. It's like an aggressive hip hop song. So it stood out to me because it just was such a different vibe. But I think this is a wonderful project. I'm a big, big fan of theirs, and I'm happy we get a chance to talk about it. So those were my standouts. What about you?
I loved BRB. Really like the piano in the intro, and then the drums come in, and it has that cool, like, scratchy record sound. Mm-hmm. And just how laid back the rap is over that kind of easy piano instrumental.
Yeah.
Rain Song featuring Cold. It actually sounds like a song that would play when it's raining. It just kind of had that vibe to it. Right. And Cold has such a cool voice. Ugh. But what the surprise, though, was Yoonha was on the bridge.
Yeah.
And her voice is so clear and has such a rich tone. And I like that they added in the raining sound effect because I was waiting for that. I'm like, where's the rain?
Yeah.
and then this didn't have any vocals on it, but the piano for sale was just a beautiful piano instrumental. So cool. Just such a little treat. Cool. You don't expect that on a hip hop album, just to have this random piano instrumental, but it was perfect.
Right? So cool. Yeah. You know, they're a hip hop group. So a lot of people want to totally consider Epic High K-pop, but I think they're such pioneers. And when you read interviews of our favorite K-pop artists, so many of them reference Epic High.
Yeah.
They're the standard. RM shared screenshots of BRB on his Instagram story this week. A lot of them have been sharing pictures of them listening to the album. They're so influential that we have to talk about them and give them a shout out.
And they're playing Coachella again.
Is this their third year in a row? I think this is their third time playing Coachella.
Yeah.
So they're very well respected. People get it. And I just think they've done so much for the hip hop genre in Korea because there's a lot of different sounds. There's a lot of different pop music. Mm-hmm. You know, Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift, those songs don't sound the same. A lot of that I would consider pop music. It's the same with hip hop. And I'm so happy that a group like Epic High is so popular and they've kind of paved the way in Korea because it's this alternative hip hop with jazz elements, which I'm just such a freaking fan of. So cool. So cool. I'm very excited for this concert, Charity, because I love them, but we all know Woosung's opening.
That's really the draw. No.
Can you imagine? Like, I vibe with this so hard that Woosung is going to be there.
Emily's going to lose her mind.
It's going to be a mess. I'm embarrassed for myself already. I can only play it cool for so long, Charity. it's a great album. It's very cool. Again, this is one that I like. It's a type of music that I like to kind of have on in the background while I'm doing other things. Mm-hmm. But then every once in a while, you're going to hear really heavy lyrics or a song that just goes hard out of nowhere and it's exciting. So great project. Proud of these dudes.
Yeah.
Should we listen to a clip of Gray So Gray with Yuna's beautiful vocals?
Yes. Yes, we should.
Let's do it. This is Gray So Gray featuring Yuna by Epic High.
감정이 고장나 황폐한 마음에 늘은 사랑 안 포기 못 자라 놀래게 무심했던 나와 목마른 관심에 지친 넌 눈물 삼켰잖아 네 눈물 빼고 슬픔을 더해 늘 파도치던 너의 눈빛 속에 담겼던 미움도 이제 날 동정해 왜 네가 나를 걱정해 원래 엉망이 나였잖아
내가 어떤 것만 배웠어 그래 어떤 짓만 골랐어 싶었는데 너무 많이 다쳤어 그래 너무 많이 속였어 그래 나도 이러긴 싫어 웃고 싶어 근데 그게 잘 안 돼
Yeah, just cool. Laid back but heavy lyrics.
Yeah.
But so cool though.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't know what the lyrics are, it's just like, oh, that's so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you do know what the lyrics are, it's a pretty way to put that, you know, you're a cactus.
Yeah.
A lot of negativity. All right. Well, good luck with that journey. Hope you can be a pretty flower after being a cactus. But great project, honestly. It was really cool. Let's move on to the BTS guys. God, I'm so thirsty for a BTS comeback. Like, we really...
They've been dangling it for, it feels like, a year.
It's coming. And I think we're going to get it, honestly, I think we're going to get it next month.
I hope so.
That's my guess, because we know they've been in studio based on their Instagram pictures. I think we're getting it soon. But before that, Jungkook and Suga produced and wrote a song called Stay Alive. It's for the Seven Fates Chaco webtoon. So we're going to talk about it. We don't have a music video, so let's just talk about the song. Okay, what did you think of this one, Charity?
The elephant in the room. This is your ex.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
My ex bias Jungkook.
Your ex bias Jungkook. this song has OST written all over it for me.
Like, I think so too.
Right? I love the strings. I love the beat. JK's vocals are so good and emotional. And I have to say, for my man Suga, I think this is his best production job that he's done with anything. Like, it just sounds so tight. Not that his other stuff isn't as great, but to me, this just sounds so freaking tight and professional. And I think he's just grown so much in his skills the past year. I was like, okay, babe, I see you. Good job.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I can vibe with
you
that.
You don't agree? No.
It's not my favorite song. It's not my favorite song. It kind of like, maybe like with your Treasure thing, my expectations were very, very high. So I felt a little let down.
Okay.
It feels like you said, it's like an OST. It's a soundtrack song.
Yeah.
But I didn't love the entire song, like the melody structure.
Okay.
It all kind of felt one note to me. And it's almost like I wanted the levels turned down a little bit so I could hear Jungkook a little more. The music was as loud as his voice, like the entire song. So I felt a little like, I just kind of want to hear him when he's trying to be vulnerable in those moments that are like, please stay alive. I want to hear that more. And I want that slowed down and more bare, if that makes sense. I think there was room to take out some of the production and to kind of let it breathe a bit.
I love it. I'm like, it's his best. You're like, not quite.
I just didn't like the way it happened. I think there's a lot of good stuff, but I needed more breath and silence. I think if you took out Jungkook, if it was an instrumental, it's perfect. Yeah, it sounds good. Like, it's a good instrumental. I just think with Jungkook's voice over it, it all felt kind of loud and the same note. And I would have liked to hear him and feel a little more vulnerability because, the message is pretty intense. It's not like a fun, happy song. I just want a little more of that. The chorus was my favorite part. I liked that. It feels like it's high stakes. It's perfect for a soundtrack webtoon song. So I think, it's not bad at all. I'm nitpicking on stuff. But yeah, Jungkook always sounds good. The thing is with Jungkook, he's never going to sound bad.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever heard him. All the times we've seen him live, has he missed a note?
No.
He never is going to sound bad. He's always going to execute. Like, it's so easy for him. And I know it's not. I know he works his butt off. But he always sounds great. That's a given. Mm-hmm. And Suga's a great producer. That's a given. I just would have liked maybe a little quieter here and there, a little more dynamics. But I don't think I'm the target audience for this. This feels very like superhero type of thing. And, everything they put out, it's gonna do numbers and be a massive success. So
yeah,
this song is no different. It's doing really well. And I'm happy for both of them. I'm happy for Jungkook and Suga. We haven't heard from them for a long time. So it's nice. Any new BTS material, it's nice to have.
happily take it.
Just give us the album. Like, are you trying to be Treasure? Like, come on, guys.
Right. The expectations. I'm like, the longer you wait.
Right. And we have this thing of like longer term BTS fans, we we're not long term. We're not debut BTS fans at all. But we're like 2017.
Yeah.
You have this thing of you watch all of that and then you watched the year of English songs. So now it's what are they coming out with next? It feels like the stakes are so high for them. The expectations are so high and it'll be very interesting to see what direction they go in.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about
waiting with bated breath.
We are.
Yeah.
Those BTS
will be very honest, as always.
Oh, God. Yeah. So this was, it was fine. Not my favorite thing. Definitely not bad. Good production and Jungkook sounds good. I just think like the whole song, I would have liked a little more levels, a little more dynamic kind of changes. But yeah, it's a good song. Should we play a clip? See what the Queendom thinks?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. This is Stay Alive by Jungkook and Suga from BTS.
I have a soft spot for Jungkook's vocals. I know you guys aren't together anymore, but I do like his voice.
He's no longer my bias, Charity, but he's still rocker. I mean, I love Jungkook. I always will. Like, I love him. I love him. Don't get it wrong. And his voice, yeah, it's perfect. And that it just,
yeah,
it goes with the webtoon really well. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, the webtoon, I don't think, has taken off like they hoped. I think it's that whole thing of having different characters. I think if just honestly, if their names in the webtoon were like Jungkook, Suga.
Yeah. Yep.
When they have different names and they look so different, it's hard for me to remember who.
Why would you get attached?
Exactly. That's it. So I think maybe that was it was a bad call.
Yeah.
A rare bad call by Big Hit and Hype there. I don't think the webtoons are working out so well.
Well, because they need to be attached to the characters. Like
exactly.
Just like the last one, there's already an attachment and story development based on them being those characters. If you want people immediately invested,
yep,
give them the same name. Yep. That's as easy as that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyways, we just work here, so
whatever. Don't worry about us. Okay, let's talk about – I love this podcast because we go from one thing to another, and they're all so different. And I feel like tonight they're really different. So we're moving on to the webtoon. Now we're going to watch two guys sit in a room together and talk. It's Two Kids Room from Stray Kids. This week, the leader, Bang Chan, and Han sat down together. I thought this was a little bit surprising. Some of this was a little bit different than I was expecting.
I was dying to know what you thought.
Yeah.
Chan, you're like now Wrecker, former
bias. Former bias.
And Han, yeah. What did you think?
Well, I think Han is secretly my Wrecker, to be quite honest, because I connect with him the most of anyone.
Yeah.
I always sit there and go, that's like me. He's like me. He's
poor
like,
Chan.
Chan, it would have never worked out. There's a reason in my heart. For all of you listening, Chan was my bias. I still love him. I think he's one of the best. He's so talented. And he just seems like the most amazing person.
He's such a great leader.
Great leader. I'd like him to be my leader. I think he takes care of them and he cares. Mm-hmm. He's just a wonderful guy. For those of you that don't know, he was my original bias in Stray Kids. And then my obsession with Hyunjin became apparent to everyone. And people started calling me out. Charity was calling me out. People were calling me out on Twitter. I thought he was your bias. What are you talking about? I was like, oh, no. Hyunjin was my bias. And he always will be. My affection for that man, it's out of control at this point. I don't think that's going to change. But there's something about Han that I'm always really drawn to creatively. All the songs he writes always end up being my favorites. I really like him as a person and as a performer. I feel like he'd be my best friend for sure. So I love him. I thought their conversation was really interesting. Mm-hmm. The things that kind of stood out to me, you can tell they're very close, but they're very different.
Yeah.
Very, very different. So I don't think they're the best friends.
Like you and I.
Yeah. But I don't think they're best friends. Like I think
Han
and Changbin, I think go off together. Yeah. I think Han, he goes and does his own thing. I think he's really connected with Lino. Mm-hmm. Because they're too different.
Yeah.
I loved that he's a procrastinator. I was like, yeah. Bang Chan has to finish things or he like stresses, not Han. And he waits till the very last second. I was like, yes, I get you. I get you. But the thing that really stood out to me, there was a lot. They talk about a lot of stuff, kind of funny stuff, interesting stuff. But I like watching these because you get a feel of who the person is. And there was one thing that stood out. Han has great listening skills. If you watch him when they do these type of things, he's always completely focused on whoever's talking. He gives them his focus and attention. And I think that's like such a vital skill. Some people are great at it. Some people not so much. But it stood out to me watching this, the way he focused in and really actively listened to Bang Chan. I thought that that was great. the whole thing was very nice. What were your thoughts on it?
I think the thing that stood out to me, other than the fact that they're so different, was when Han was talking about that he feels very self-conscious if he cries, so he doesn't cry as much unless it's an animated movie.
Yeah.
And Chan said he cries very easily, but he was saying that he knew that people wouldn't judge him, but he still felt like he couldn't cry in front of them.
Yeah.
I've definitely been there when I was younger.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
You know, you feel like you have to be so strong and whatever, but you don't. Like, anyone that's going to cry, like, you're not going to judge one. You're going to be like, that's just release it. Just do it.
Never. I've never looked at someone and been like, what a loser. Look at him crying.
Right?
Like, ever. And I think there's so much with masculinity there that would be even harder.
Yes. Yeah.
But I know that feeling. And a queendom might be surprised because I'm such an emotional person. And now I don't feel bad about it. If I start crying in front of people, I notice sometimes that makes other people feel uncomfortable because maybe they're not as in touch with their emotions. So they go into panic mode. But I'm pretty comfortable just expressing how I feel. And, you know, I might be crying about something. That doesn't mean I'm not okay. I'm feeling that emotion in the moment. Let it go. Release it. But when I was younger, I was very much like Han.
Same.
I didn't want to cry in front of anyone ever. It was a sign of weakness. And I'm not that person. I'm the strongest person you'll ever meet. Blah, 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 blah. Just pride. It's just pride and ego. Because guess what? I was crying every night in my room. Like, I was.
There's no one saw, but you still did it.
Exactly. So maybe that's just kind of a universal thing that we all feel shame around it and try to be strong.
I like that he mentioned it, though. Like, he talked about it. He's conscious of it.
The songs that he's done, the stuff we've heard from him, like, think about Alien and stuff. He's very emotional and very vulnerable.
Super vulnerable.
And he feels alone in that. I feel like that with him sometimes, that he kind of expresses that he feels alone, and he puts on a really brave front. He also puts on the funny, like the funny, outgoing character. But he's let us in enough that I'm like, we know that that's not all there is to you. There's this other side that's really emotional and deep and vulnerable. So him talking about that, I think there was more of that. He wants people to kind of give him that permission. It's okay. Go ahead and cry. It's not a big deal. And then Chan, he feels bad. He doesn't want to stress the members out. Like, he's always thinking about other people. He's so caring and loving. I thought theirs was a great conversation. But it's funny that they got into a lot of deep stuff where some of the others have been very surface.
Very surface.
These two went deep with each other right away and talked about heavier stuff and just kind of more, less surface, a lot heavier. So it was cool. I really liked it. I love this show.
I love
Two Kids in a Room. I love that they keep doing it and kind of interchanging members. It's fun to see specific relationships.
As if we need more reasons to love them.
Right? I'm telling you, last week's episode with Lino is so good looking. Visually,
I love him.
He's so good looking. But his personality, like, just from watching the past, 4 weeks of the show this season, my feelings have changed and I've grown even more affectionate towards Lino and Soogman. They're growing on me more and more and more and more. So who knows who my wrecker is going to be a month from now. Hyunjin doesn't have to worry. Forever bias. I'm obsessed with him. But all of these guys are so likable. And I love that they do this and kind of share themselves with us. Let's stay on the Stray Kids train here, Charity. Because, y'all, Stray Kids did this fan meeting, Love Stay Chocolate Factory concert for 2 days in Korea this past weekend. Massive shout out to everyone who filmed it. All the Korean stays who went and filmed it so we could all watch clips on Twitter the first night. You're the MVPs. We appreciate you because I was going nuts on those clips. And then obviously the international audience was able to watch it at 3 a.m. the next night, the next show. I loved this so much. Obviously I would. I'm a big Stray Kids fan. But the thing that stuck out to me that we have to talk about, Stray Kids covered Call Me Baby by EXO. Girl, first of all, that is an ambitious cover and you don't see it that often because it's really hard to do. EXO, I think, best vocal line in K-pop ever. They're so good. That is hard to do. Not for Stray Kids. And what's funny is a lot of the guys that are hitting the high notes and killing the harmonies are rappers. It's Bang Chan. It's Han. Like, freaking killed it. But I just want to talk about the sexy choreography. Oh my God. Like,
Charity. They always give us what we want. I love it.
Stray Kids just get us. Hyunjin was really committed to the hip movements and body rolls. And I want to thank him personally for that. IN needs to calm down. I don't need him doing this grown-up Stray Kids choreography like that. It was a lot.
Little IN is not so little anymore. Oh,
not at all. And he's letting us know. Like,
he's like, I'm a grown-up now, ladies.
I just hope that we get that choreography from their original releases. Like, that's what we need. Let's go in the XO direction. You guys can do it. Please.
Please. Please. Please.
Oh, my God.
Please, God.
Give us some love shot. Ooh, hoo, hoo. I don't know. I don't know if I can handle that one.
That's the content we deserve.
It is. And we know that they can give it. They just killed it. Also, speaking of emotional, Sugmin, who's usually so put together, he cried during his MEND. And then Chan got emotional. And I thought Chan's reason was very interesting. He was frustrated because the audience could see and hear him, but he couldn't hear them because of COVID restrictions in Korea. When you go to a concert, you're not allowed to scream, sing along, make any noise. You can just politely clap. That's hard.
I would die.
That's really hard as a performer to not get that feedback. And you're up there like giving your all and people are just staring at you. That would, First of all, I'd get kicked out. Because you know me, I can't be quiet. I cannot be quiet. I got in trouble a lot when I was a kid. Surprise, surprise. But the most, like, I was always in detention for talking. Because when a teacher would yell at me, they'd be like, Emily, be quiet. I'd be like, okay, hold on. I've just got, hold on. And I'd finish, like, whatever I was saying to my friend. It was so important. I'd be like, I will. Just hold on. Hold on a second. Anyways, blah, blah, blah. I was always in trouble for talking. If I went to a concert and they're like, you can't sing along. And you can't yell? No, 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 no.
I mean, I get that they're trying to be very conservative with it, but it's got to be frustrating.
Yeah, I think that's really hard. And I give credit to all of them.
I would be frustrated going.
Yeah. And performing. I mean, I give credit to everyone that's doing it because they're doing a great job. And all of the stays in the audience did a great job. It would just be really tough. So
yeah,
we got a lot of amazing content from Stray Kids this weekend. Let's move on to the news because we're keeping it with Stray Kids Charity. It's like a Stray Kids podcast right now, and we are not complaining. Massive news came out last week. Some of you tweeted at us about this because we've talked about it on the podcast before. It's official. ITZY and Stray Kids have a U.S. label. Woohoo! JYP made a deal with Republic Records. They're under Universal Music Group. They've handled Twice. They also have deals with other K-pop groups, and they're a super successful label. So this is a good deal for Stray Kids. What this means is U.S. promotions. You know, we haven't been able
to.
Yeah. Y'all have heard us getting so mad. Last comeback, you couldn't even buy that at Amazon or Target. We had to pay for it to be shipped from Korea. Not anymore. Not anymore, kids. This is like the best news because we were kind of saying this was a roadblock. Stray Kids should be the biggest group in the world, K-pop group in the world, but they had this roadblock. Nope, not anymore. So I'm going to say it, Charity. When we were doing our predictions, I said this will be the biggest year for Stray Kids and they're going to be the biggest thing in K-pop in 2022. Sticking by
Buckle up, everyone.
Sticking by it. Here we go. And just like that, a couple of days later, Stray Kids comeback announced. Oh my goodness. I don't know where you guys are going to be on March 18th, but we'll be crying, screaming, freaking out, losing our minds. Stray Kids comeback. Just the trailer, I was dying.
Oh my gosh. It was so good.
What? And it looks dark and evil. Did you see Hyunjin?
I did. Yeah.
What am I going to do with that, Charity? He's like an evil villain with red hair. What am I going to do? Making that smirk face? Mm-mm. Nope.
I'm just waiting for them to do something that we're just like, eh. But I'm just going to say, I don't think they ever will because they are just that group.
It's always innovative. It's always interesting.
Yeah.
They keep fans on their toes. You don't know what to expect.
It's always authentic. I think that's why it's so good.
Yes.
Yeah.
This looks like a movie. And like Hyunjin playing a sexy bad guy, this is just everything I've ever dreamed of. Like I already like can't. Like I can't do this. Like I cannot. Like, this is going to be the death of me. Get ready, everyone. March 18th. Rest in peace, Emily. What happened? Stray Kids. Hyunjin. Red hair. Villain. That's what happened. I'm way too hyped, obviously. Take a breath. Okay. Anyways, Stray Kids comeback. It's called Ordinary. Like, kind of ordinary, but they always switch up the letters. Trailer looks great. It's March 18th. And what made me so freaking happy, the second the comeback was announced, Republic Records was doing the most on social media.
Nice.
doing the most. Pre-orders, we already have pre-sales through an official US shop, plus it's on Amazon. It's at Target with a special photo card. They're doing active promotions in the US. Game changer. So freaking excited, Charity. Finally, lots of good news for us there and for all of you stays listening. And really for K-pop fans, for music fans, and just for the world, Stray Kids make it a better place. So congratulations, Earth. Stray Kids are coming back. I'm too obsessed with them. I can't help it. Oh my God. Okay,
they're amazing.
Right? Like, why is Hyunjin evil with red hair making that face, though? Whew, it's going to be quite the comeback indeed. Okay. Congratulations to Stray Kids and ITZY. Shout out to ITZY because this is going to help them tremendously too. So this is deserved and this is super exciting for both of those groups. We know it's going to be a massive success. Shout out. Okay. Moving on. Let's get to some other news quickly. COVID is exploding in Korea right now. I feel like they're getting almost what we got here in December.
Yeah.
Like really everyone's testing positive. So every week there's like a list of idols. It has not stopped. So here is who has COVID this week. And it's some of our favorites, Charity. My man Tae, V from BTS, tested positive. Your bias son from a tease. I believe this is his second time with it.
Oh, goodness.
From ITZY, Yeji and Lia. From AB6, Woojin. From B2B, Eunkwan. And then there's a new group called Tempest. They're a new boy group. And they had to push back their entire debut date because all of the members tested positive. So now it's March 2nd. So, you know, just wishing fast recovery. Hope everyone's feeling okay. That's never good to get that positive test. And it feels like so many idols and entertainers, and therefore I would assume Korean citizens who have it right now. So sending some love. Get well soon. Okay, let's move on to some happier news. Your man Kai from EXO has a new reality show coming out.
Ooh.
It's called Kai's Bucket List. So it's just going to be him kind of going around doing fun things with a group of friends.
Cute.
Really cute. He does really well, I think, on reality shows. He's got a great personality. Yeah. He's very likable. Yeah. So that's super cute. Super Junior, speaking of Super, has a comeback on February 28th. That's coming up soon. So we're looking forward to that. The ladies of Twice are now in the United States. Their tour is starting as we speak, kicking off in Los Angeles. But they've canceled all of their promotions while they're in the U.S. So to kind of clarify this for everyone, because I felt a little like, wait, what? When I saw that social media post, the concerts are still happening. But like meet and greet type things, fan signs, any appearances that were planned outside of a concert, they've canceled. So
okay.
I believe it's, you know, because of COVID. So they will still be doing the tour. The good news is you still get to see the concert, which in my opinion is like the most important thing. Like,
most important, yeah.
I just don't want concerts to get canceled.
Yeah.
Other concert news, and this is a little bit bizarre. We talked about that K-pop fest in Germany, the insane lineup featuring our faves Monsta X. So it's like a two-day festival, you know, each group does 2 days. Well, Monsta X pulled out of the Saturday date and they've been replaced by IVE.
What?
So they'll still be there on Sunday, apparently, but they're not doing Saturday. What in the F is going on?
What is going on with them?
Charity.
It's not good, whatever it is.
Yeah, I hate this. I really hate this. And they released I'm really on soapboxes today, but something else that bothered me. It was like this past weekend for Valentine's Day. Their official account did this like, roses are red, violets are blue. I wish I was at a concert with you. But until then, like, have a great day or something.
That's really tone deaf.
Yes. Yes. It was kind of calling out that, like, they wish they were on tour, but they're not. And almost making a joke.
Everyone else is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not good. It's not good. I hate what's going on with Monsta X because talking about who should be the biggest group in K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
And this new enlistment thing, we don't have time. This year is it.
Yeah.
Like, you guys.
Oh, make God. That money or not, apparently. So whatever. Do you, boys.
It's but not it's not them. I know it's not their them. People.
Yeah.
It's stressing me out so much. The stress I feel for those guys.
I know.
So that sucks. That's disappointing. And, you know, a lot of fans were saying they can't get their money back. They bought tickets for that day to see Monsta X, and now they're not going to be there.
That's messed up. If you change the lineup, you should be able to get your tickets back.
But most festivals don't do it. Doesn't work that way.
Oh, that's messed up.
Yep.
Ugh.
So
that would make me so mad.
Right?
Glad we didn't buy tickets.
Right, right. Imagine booking a whole trip to Germany and they're not going to be there. Yeah.
Whew, the anger I would have felt.
Yeah. So that's super not great. Really frustrating. So sending love to Mombebe, International Mombebe, German Mombebe, everyone that was going to go to that just to see them. That really stinks. Hopefully they'll show up for their Sunday date. But honestly, my confidence in everything is really, it's been thrown off with the past month of behind the scenes Monsta X stuff. I hope it gets better for their sake. Other not great news, but it's part of the deal. Talking about enlistment, two of our faves from SF9, Isong and Youngbin, will be enlisting soon. Official announcements went out, so that's not fun. And we did not get P1 Harmony tickets. I just felt like I had to announce that because here's what happened. It's been a crazy, all of you listeners know, things have been a little nuts for us the past couple weeks. So I forgot what time they were going on sale. It happens. But I genuinely thought, like, oh, get on 15 minutes later. It's not a big deal. No, they sold out everywhere in like a minute. Crazy. Congratulations to them, though. Honestly, like, it's not, I mean, Charity and I love them, but this isn't, you know, BTS, Stray Kids, NCT, MOSX.
Yeah. Like, this was just, we were just off and other stuff was going on. And
not the end of the world.
It wasn't our normal tag team thing.
Not at all. But it's also like, it's not the end of the world that we're not going. I'm not devastated as much as I, you know, the BTS ticket situation and other groups. Not the end of the world. We just weren't on our stuff. I think it's more exciting that they sold out so quickly. I think
that's awesome. Yeah.
They're great. And congratulations to them for that. That'll be an awesome tour. I'm nervous for these other groups, Charity, because you know what's coming with the Stray Kids comeback. You know there's an announcement. Listen, I'm not going to be cool about not getting tickets to that one. Like, this will not be it. This will be, whew. If I survive the comeback, but we don't get tickets, I also don't survive. It's a risky month for me in March is what I'm going to say, because if you know they're going to announce a tour.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Well,
we'll get tickets. We will. We have to.
Well, if we don't, this is the one that I'm maxing out credit cards for. I don't care.
Same. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we're going. We're going. No matter much I know.
This isn't like, oh, no, it's too expensive. No. No, I don't care. I don't care. Because I will not be able to
That's
live.
What I'm saying. We're going.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm already. We talk about concert anxiety sometimes. We don't think there's no concert to even get anxious about yet. And I'm sitting here throwing a fit. Like, Jesus, take the wheel. I am losing it. All right. Well, so that'll be an interesting time. But I think we're going to have a lot of amazing concerts in this summer. You know, I'm guessing we're getting a BTS comeback and we're going to have a BTS outdoor stadium tour again. I think a lot of good concerts are coming our way. What scares me is how quickly they're all selling out. And if P1 Harmony sells out in a minute. Okay. Interesting. I'm sure there's lots of other stuff going on in K-pop. You know, it moves quick. We try our best to stay on top of it. But that's it for this week. So now let's get to it. We talked about so many different songs and styles. There's like something for everyone in the releases. This was a hard week for me to pick my song of the week. What about you? What's your song of the week?
Easily for me was I Envy You by Taeyeon.
All right. Queen Taeyeon.
Love her. Queen Taeyeon. Yeah.
I went back and forth, but honestly, I was very, very excited and hyped just about the pre-chorus of Jikjin. And it felt like pure K-pop goodness. So I'm going with the guys of Treasure.
Yeah. Nice.
Welcome back, guys. Way to go. Next week, Wonho, B2B, and Stacey. So we're keeping it moving. We're getting so much variety. I feel like sometimes we'll have like three boy groups that are all like the same year, you know?
Yeah.
Or a couple rookie girl groups. This month, we've really had like older groups, younger groups, solo acts. A lot of good variety with these comebacks.
Yeah, huge variety.
Right? It's exciting. So we will be back next week. Same time, same place. New podcast drops every Thursday. If you're not following us, please give us a follow. NYC K-Pop Queens, Twitter and Instagram. And if you don't mind, wherever you listen to us, if you could just give us a review, give us a like, 5 stars, whatever the rating is, that helps us quite a bit. So if you could do that, please feel free. We'd appreciate it. Thank you for being here with us.
Big time. Yeah.
Yeah. Big time. Love you, Queendom. You know, as Charity mentioned, like it's phenomenal the amount of love and support that you've all shown us. And we can feel it. It's amazing. This human experience, right? Like you can feel it when people are praying for you and throwing love your way. And Queendom, you guys have been great the past couple weeks. I appreciate it. And
I sure did.
I was just having to record the podcast by myself and it meant the world to me. So
yeah.
Thank you so much for showing so much love to us and to Charity, because this has been, she's a trooper to get through this with so much energy and joy and enthusiasm tonight. So just shout out to you, Charity, and shout out to everyone listening and kind of throwing that love and support. We got this.
It's nice to have something to like focus on that's something else.
It's K-pop. K-pop's always such a happy escape and release when you need it to be. Mm-hmm. It's this like, it's the highest form of escapism. I think sometimes it's this whole other world that just feels, it's like your happy place. Then you're back to reality.
Yes.
And it's
when
things are rough. Yeah. It's nice to have those couple hours where we can get on the microphone and smile and laugh with each other, even if it's only for those few hours that week. Yep. Happy distractions. So happy to be here for that tonight. We will see you all next week. Have an amazing weekend. Hope you're happy and healthy and safe. And if things aren't so great, we're here for you and we're sending love and energy your way. So we got you. Feel free to slide into the DMs and say hello. We're so happy to be in this community with you. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Love you guys so much. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye.